For Good News in Dayton, this is Marty Grunder from Grunder Landscaping Company. Dayton is well known as being the birthplace of aviation, as well as the site of countless manufacturing breakthroughs. We also have a rich history in athletics. There's Edwin Moses, the Olympic gold medal hurdler. There's a Dayton Flyers basketball team known for their accomplishments and extremely loyal fans. And we have a baseball team that has sold out every game they've ever put on in the Dayton Dragons. However, it's the Dayton Triangles and their importance to professional football that may prove to be the city's predominant athletic contribution to the world. Acclaimed local filmmaker Alan Farst is shedding a light on this largely untold story and working on a documentary. I've read a lot about this endeavor, and it's very interesting. Here's what I want you to do. Go to allenfarst.com and learn more than I can share in this short spot. You'll be glad you did. The film hopes to be released later this year, and that's good news for Dayton.
Good News in Dayton is brought to you by Grunder Landscaping Company, Wagner Paving, and West Banco Bank. For more information, visit goodnewsindayton.com.